You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
You know, the other day, somebody wrote in and emailed me and said, you know, Sean, I admire you and Brandon. And here's what they said. They said, two determined minds meet a new path and inspire millions. He said, Sean, you're an amazing human being, and so is your trainer, Brandon. It's when two determined minds meet that new path appears and inspires those millions. He said, I just want to thank you and wishing you the best in 2019. This is the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, check that out. Did you see
that? That's neat.
Said two determined minds when we came together 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago, okay? December 27th is our trainerversary. Mm-hmm. January 10th, 2019 is our gym, my gymiversary. And when you had me work out, which is amazing, and the 2 years has been amazing. But here's what people are saying. Now check this out. That two determined minds meet a new path, which you've never been obese.
No.
That's what he said. He hit the genetic lottery. That's what he does. And I guess I'm playing tiddlywinks. You know what I'm saying? and by the way, thinking about tiddlywinks, you know, people say about being social media sensation and stuff like that. Well, hey, you know, being famous on social media is like being rich in Monopoly. It really is. Yep. It can come and go. But mm-hmm. I'm truly thankful for the plan. I mean, you never thought in a million years we would be where we're at now.
No.
I mean, seriously. It's been one heck of a ride,
yes,
to say the least. But two determined minds, a person that's never been obese, who I think, well, I thought I had to, you know, sort of gravitate towards somebody that lost their weight. Because I had, you know, people, of course, my friend Rob was the first one that really gave me the time of day, who was struggling through obesity. But you never been a pound overweight, never worked with somebody my size. Mm-hmm. And you've been through, you know, college and everything. But people that are admiring and saying that two determined minds that come together and get that new path to inspire millions and says that you are an amazing human being, Sean, and so is your trainer. And it's when two determined minds meet. So we did meet, and which has been amazing. And then another person said, this is awesome. He said, kudos to Brandon to come and meet with you on that day. This is no longer changing the life of Sean, but anyone who are willing to start where Sean was 2 years ago, that's why this trainerversary can be a big deal for everyone. Thank you for sharing, and thank you, Brandon, for being a part of Sean's journey as well. And many more years to come, and he can have many more years with his kids.
Wow.
That's
powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
So, anyways, without further ado, 2 years, my weight loss is like the frickin' Rocky Mountains.
Man. Yes, it is.
And we've talked in a previous show that sometimes people that are obese think that we're non-compliant. What are you doing? What's going on? It's been up. It's down. I mean, I'm figuring things out that I couldn't even figure. Mm-hmm. And on this episode, Brandon, I really want to delve in what you want to see. I mean, we came together, have the tour core, hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds being lost,
yeah,
you know, from other people that are following what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. So my thing to you is what I want to get. I want to get real, raw, real, whatever, everything off. This is another year, 2019. 2018 sucked. I mean,
no.
Okay, well, what do you mean by that?
So if we're letting the scale validate us, yes, 2018 sucked.
That's good. See,
if we let the people that we helped get started on their weight loss journey, the people that have had success on their weight loss journey, and all the things that we have discovered that are in turn for 2019 and the years on aid to helping you lose weight, it's been a major success. So if we go by the scale, yeah, 2018 was rough, but that's a very, very small factor in our year of 2018, because we found out things about you that are giving us answers to get you to the weight we want you to get. So we were far from having a bad year, but we can't let that scale be that validation.
See, you just put that into total perspective. That's why I love you. That's why you're not just a trainer. I mean, you have all those goods to put that in perspective, and you're like, my weight doesn't determine my worth.
That's right.
We've gotten to that point, which my first, you know, losing that 110 pounds, my first, I'm good. But then all of a sudden it stopped and figure out, wait a minute, there's a major disconnect of something in my body.
Yes.
And then you said that, yeah, as far as the scale is concerned, it hasn't been a success, but there's other things that are catapulting. And you, something I want to, that you said too, that I want to really bring out. I said, Brandon, do you think that, like I said, is this worth it? And you said, well, then you started naming everybody, like I'm the world's largest lab rat, if you will. And you said, no, wait a minute. Maybe you're just going and prolonging this because everybody else didn't figure this out and you're not going in there that it's intense. Because I don't want to drive 4.5 hours away to Kansas City and get prodded 6 times and even asked if they can check my nipples and stuff like that. They go, I got to check your nipples, you know? I'm like, wait, what? And they didn't. And so I point, certainly, boop, and they tested my nipples because I guess the estrogen, whatever the case may be. But I didn't want to go out for, I get my nipples checked here and, you know, local. But I'm just saying that it's more than just a scale. That's what's brilliant. You said I'm figuring this out on the medical side, my lymphedema side and stuff. That's brilliant.
I mean, yeah, it's to reel all that in. I mean, you know, as far as Sean dropping his weight, it is a roller coaster, and it's the same 20 to 30 pounds up and down the entire year. So overall, we by the scale, we had a stagnant year. But we have found out all the metabolic issues that Sean has had. I mean, not just trying to figure out or guessing at it. I mean, we're getting them diagnosed by a phenomenal group of doctors, man. But then we're finding out his hormones are all over the place and stuff. And again, we'll say it probably every show, we're going to get you healthy first, and then losing weight's a byproduct. So by Sean's hormones and metabolic system and lymphedema and everything, his body's going crazy. So we're going to get all this stuff in check, figure out what's wrong, fix it one step at a time. And before you know it, we're going to step into, you know, another year. And then all of a sudden another 100, 200 pounds would be lost because we're fixing everything internally first. So those are the steps that we are taking right now for success.
That is brilliant, Shu.
So I want to jump in here because I'm actually kind of the guy behind the scenes and watching this thing as it's unfolded throughout the years. And usually I'm the guy behind the curtain.
But you've been behind the curtain. You took me to Kansas City, too. So we got to see the nipples. He got to see the nipple.
I missed that one.
But something I think people in a layman's terms is, sure, we all want to climb Mount Everest, but we're not just going to go to the mountain, start climbing.
Right.
You got to get the correct gear. You got to get everything set up. Well, with your weight loss journey, you had the heart, you had the determination, but your body needed to get ready to even go on this journey.
Yeah. Right, right.
You had to get an oil change. You had to get a new air filter. You had to get your car ready to go on the road journey.
I couldn't agree with you more, Shu.
So this last year has actually been getting your body ready to get to that thing. So people, when they think, oh, well, he hasn't lost this much, he's, you know, he's BSing. Or as you're saying, what is this? Is it a gimmick or this, that, and the other?
Exactly.
Everyone's weight loss journey is their own. Yours has a lot more different complications because of the years of things that you've done to it.
Yeah.
You had to get your body ready to handle that. And as from a trainer standpoint and these things, a scale cannot measure the success because look how many people he's touching.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to zone in on. So
that's a good point.
You know, at the beginning of this previous year, 2018, we took on roughly, give or take, some have dropped off, some have came back on. But physically, we have taken on 12 or so individuals who have needed to lose some serious weight. And Sean has kept them motivated and kept them going through this entire year as he's gone through this roller coaster ride of the scale himself, figuring his body out. So if we want to look at it, and I don't have the exact number sitting in front of me, but we've got our internal group and then the people that we've just reached through social media. I'm talking, Sean's technically lost thousands of pounds this year. Mm. They weren't his.
Boy.
They weren't his, but Sean has lost thousands of pounds this year. So to call this 2018 has been astronomical success. Yeah. And it's just continuing to rise and go more and more as these individuals continue to put in the work because Sean decided to take a step one day and move forward with his weight loss journey and be real and raw and share it. So, I mean, 2019, can't wait.
See, you both, what you just said, I don't see it because it's hard to see the forest, you know, through the trees.
Yeah.
When you're in it and this year has been, you know, having 3 infections.
Yeah.
That knocks me back so far. And That's why your perspective, Brandon, is you're wise beyond your years, number one. And Shu, you've seen the nitty gritty. You know, you've been there. You know what I mean? Brandon, both of you have been. I mean, you have been the ones that have seen. And the other thing on that, I'm still here.
That's right.
And don't think for a minute I didn't want to quit. Because I do. I want to quit. I mean, whenever you're thinking that dang scale is that I want to see it move. I do. I want to see that thing go. But then I'm thinking, the lymphedema, you having me do exercise that I never thought I could do. Mm-hmm. Then me going to lymphedema, me going to Dr. Kipp's office 4.5 hours away. Going there for a whole, we have to get up at dark 30 in the morning for crying out loud. And the birds, man, I'm a night owl. I'm not an early bird. You know what I'm saying? And getting up at 4:30, you know, Scott and Shu, we go, you know, hunker down, go 4.5 hours away. Glenn stuck me 6 times before he could get me a freaking vein, you know? And I'm like, I love him. Go through that procedure. And then all of a sudden what happens, and we had to come 4.5, I get back at 8:30 at night on that same day. The thing is, I couldn't have done that. The next day, Sunday, I thought I was going to be hurting, and I wasn't. So that's you're so right.
And when it comes down, because we're eventually here going to get into the conversation of goals, and when it comes to getting progress towards those goals, it's not convenient, is it?
No,
but
it's not.
That trip that took you all the way up there, early morning, long trip, pricked you all over the place, completely uncomfortable. But the results we're getting from that to understand how we need to attack your weight loss.
Absolutely.
Absolutely worth it. You do it again, right?
I would. I'd do it 100 times. Right. I would. I really would.
And it also comes down to a simple thing that we've all been saying all along, is it's not just stop putting less in my mouth and work out more. There is hormones. There is all
metabolic.
Of these different things happening that are all part of
lymphedema.
This journey.
Well, you think about, you know, the lymphedema. We have Steve Aker. We call him Pappy. Mm-hmm. He has lymphedema. He's going to be going to his first lymphedema appointment coming up on Tuesday. Yeah. He came on the scale the other day and went up 4 pounds. He's like, I'm up 7 pounds this week. What I'm saying is that lymphedema, when I find out, I have now lymphedema in my abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't know, my belly fold is over my leg, which most people don't know. My whole lymphatic main system is completely compromised.
You did what everyone does when they see you. You just thought, oh, I'm big. You
Correct.
Didn't realize there's something else actually
right. I didn't.
Reasoning for
I
it.
I didn't. And that's what I'm saying. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation now.
Right.
And I'm not making excuses. But like I said, you're right, Shu. And Brandon, I thank you for believing and making. That's a great. Listen, anybody that's listening to this, get that perspective. Listen to over and over again what Brandon said. Then what Shu said, you need to rewind that as much as possible. Go back over that, because that just gave me chills and gave me perspective that I never even seen.
Right.
And I thought 2018 was a freaking bust.
Yeah.
Don't let the skill define you.
You have to find your success, and we all have it. We just have to redefine it sometimes. There's a lot to go with, but when it comes to creating goals and doing what you can to get better for yourself, a lot of times we just give ourselves a number and then we don't give ourselves a plan to get to that number.
Good.
Again, we're always about getting you healthy first. But, you know, let's say Sean, the first year Sean and I worked together, we lost 110 pounds, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, it's been a roller coaster ride up and down. And overall, the number's been somewhat stagnant.
He lost 110 pounds in spite of all that we've learned.
Correct. Correct. Which is
a
miracle to begin
with.
You're absolutely right.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, the doctors were astonished when they heard that.
Yeah, Dr. Kipp said that. He said it was a miracle that Sean lost 110 pounds.
Right. So then going into this new year, and it's great to recalibrate your goals each year, but we really want to chunk them down and make them more realistic, because you can be, I want to lose 100 pounds in this coming year, but sometimes 100 pounds is far off. So sometimes when we have a rough week or, you know, a rough day, we all of a sudden think we've pushed that back any further, then we want to quit and give up. So let's focus in on what we can do that month, what we can do the week, what we can do that day, what we can do minute by minute. Being that we have been fighting the scale and we have had set number of goals for Sean and has been discouraged when he doesn't hit it. So when we look at this year, we've recalibrated, we've restructured of how we want to see success. So success for Sean is getting to the gym 2 or 3 times a week consistently. If he gets to the gym 3 times a week, we are making progress because he's internally working on himself. Success is making sure that he gets to Dr. Kipp up in Kansas City 2 or 3 times this year so he can be analyzed and figure out what's going on. That's another win going into the book. That's a goal to set. I got to get to the Dr. Kipp this date, and we get to it, and boom, there's another victory. So we recalibrate how we look at the success, and then with long-term, that number does fall into place. So sometimes look at what you're trying to do, look at the different factors it takes to get there, and focus in on those things.
Mm. Wow. I have nothing to say. So your goal for me is to make sure I'm consistent in the gym, which...
And then I want to make sure each week, you know, I want about a 90% success rate when it comes to your nutrition that we have planned for you. That's a successful week. So if we keep having back-to-back successful weeks of those little things, those tiny tweaks that lead to those big
peaks.
We're going to get to where we're desired. Be aggressively patient, if that makes any sense. Wow. You've got to attack each day, attack that process, and understand you've got to, chores or your duties to get done that day. If you keep winning day by day by day, that long run, it adds up. So yeah, shoot for that big goal. Shoot for something you really got to reach for, but dial it in. Dial it down to what needs to be done that day, that hour. Is it worth it? Push through it.
Moment by moment.
Yep.
Well, you said your goal was for me to get out more.
Yeah.
You know, and I am. I have I have a lymphedema therapy twice a week and gym 2 days a week.
Yep.
Which that's what you demand, at least 2 days a week, 3 days a week. This week, you know how many times I've been out of my house?
How many?
6 days.
Man.
In the last 2 weeks since we went to Dr. Kip, Dr. Kip from Saturday, I only was home one day that week we went to Dr. Kip's. So here's the thing. My schedule this week, lymphedema therapy Monday, Tuesday, I was home. Wednesday, gym. We had workout gym. And then yesterday was therapy. And then today, at the gym, doing the filming, doing all this stuff. And I'm here. So what you said is that that's a victory. I couldn't do that.
Right.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Scale didn't tell you you could do that or not.
No, it didn't.
Your health did.
It health did.
Your and health being let well. You do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not a scale. The scale still sits right
yes,
over there.
Yes, it does. And I hate it. I want to kick it to the frickin' moon. So that's my goal.
Yep.
What's your final word?
Don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. But definitely have something in the sight that you. We all are.
I am.
We all are. We overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what we can do in a day. All of us do it. We want to take on the whole world within that year, but we don't chop it down. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Or wait, no. Keep it simple, Sean.
Same thing.
That's right, same thing. Well, that's what I like about that somebody wrote in. Two minds come together to change millions.
Man.
You know, you have empathy for me.
Yes.
Then we're conquering obesity, and now that's what the obesity revolution is all
that's
about.
That's right. And I tell each individual person I work with or I talk with, I could care less about what the scale says every time you can come in. Yes, do we use it as a factor to measure some things? Yes, of course. But all I care about is your determination and your dedication. You keep coming with those things. If you don't quit, you can't be beat. So, yeah, sometimes you want to give up because you're not seeing the progress you want to get. But if you don't stop, and you keep going, because I've told Sean 100 times, and he's told it to me, and there's been days where things are tough, and Sean's called me, or I've called Sean, and he's like, is this worth it? Can we do this? Like, because, I mean, we're trying to do some big things and really help a mass group of people, and it is a lot of work, and it is a lot of stress.
It takes a lot of money.
And we have a lot of life factors that go into it. But the day Sean's down, I'm there to pick him up. The days I'm down, Sean's there to pick me up. We've got a phenomenal relationship. But every time, regardless whether what I'm feeling like, I know I am not going to quit. I won't. I don't care if it takes 20 years.
Not,
I don't care if it
that's
takes
what
20
you said.
Days.
He said, you're not quitting. We're not quitting. I'm not quitting. You're not quitting. So that's pretty powerful. Two minds come together to change millions of lives. My goal, which you heard it from, he wants me to come. I'm getting out. He wants me to get out of the house more. I am.
Yeah.
So your wish is my command, there, it's Master great. Brandon.
And I just want to leave out to anybody out there listening, when you start dialing in and seeing where you want to take your life, whatever route it may be, and you know, health, wellness, finances, whatever it may be, have that big picture in mind and tell yourself you don't quit. That's your priority, your number one goal. Goal number one, if you got a list of it, if you write it, if you vision board, whatever in the world you go to for your goals, put at the top of it, you don't quit. If you don't quit, you'll get there.
There you go. Don't quit. Quitting's not an option.
That's right.
Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Sign up for our program. We got big things coming. So on behalf of me, Sean Maroney, and Brandon Glore, let's get healthy.
And let's stay healthy. And don't quit.
Don't quit. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.